Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure. We'd like to welcome you. Well, I consider another another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. And really, get involved, get engaged, get informed. It's the best way to do it. You can easily sign up for our text alerts, I guess is what they're called. Simply text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77222. GOJO. One word to 77222. Also, listen, Mike Lindell is cutting all kinds of deals for people. All right? And the great thing about this is that if you do this with him, if you do this at MyPillow.com, you keep people working in this country. You're keeping money in this country, right? You keep American plants open in this country, and you're buying American, which is what you should be doing anyway. And you get some great product. He guarantees the product. And everybody wins. I'm telling you, the community there wins. We make a few dollars on the show. Mike gets the money he needs to keep the place open. And you're going to save a boatload of money. That's right, because you're looking at about between 50 and 60% savings on each one, on each product. So head over there. Do some perusing. MyPillow.com. You find something you like, use promo code Joe on the way out, and I'm telling you, you will be happy. You'll save some money, and you'll love the product, guaranteed. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. You know, I was telling you earlier that, was it Chuckie Schumer? Some of the terminologies that he's using. Trying to make it look like, you know, he's trying to make it look like the Republicans are making them look like the racists when they're not. This is the same game they played in the 60s, in the 50s, in the 70s. It hasn't stopped. There's new players. There's new last names, maybe. But that's it. I would let them get away with it. And Chuck Todd, he's another one. Right? He claims that the right appeases white supremacists. By, you ready for this one? This is great. By making claims of free speech. Because free speech is a white supremacist thing. Think about that one for a while. If you don't think that they're missing brain cells, this should help. MSNBC host Chuck Todd declared that the right uses the concept of free speech to appease the white supremacist movement. Yeah, it's like a dog whistle. Is that what they used to call them? Now, while discussing Democrat lawmakers' efforts to prevent mass shootings, they left 10 dead. Now, Todd brought up the idea that the right and conservative media are encouraging or at least making room for white supremacist attacks. He claiming, now, see, if a white guy goes to the supermarket and shoots up a bunch of black people, how is that white supremacy? No, I'm seriously. Right, because it can't be mental illness, right? No, can't. We can never bring that up to get crazy when you do that. How about just racism? Do you think that fellow that went in there, the white guy that went in there and shot the place up, that the only people that he hates, the only ones that he has something against, the only one he can't stand, are black folks? You don't think he can't stand Asian folks? Or Hispanic folks? I mean, we got a whole list of people he probably hates. And we'll get information over the next few days, maybe. Because if it proves he's a hardcore lefty, a progressive, or a socialist, or a communist, you won't hear much about him. Or you won't hear much about that. Right? God bless. While discussing Democrat lawmakers' efforts to prevent the mass shootings, Todd brought up the idea that right and conservative media. Well, I'd like to know which ones are right media, which ones are conservative. We only have a couple left. It's just amazing, isn't it? It's amazing the way they see things. I don't think my brain cells could do that. Speaking with NBC News correspondent Gareth Heek, Todd referenced the conservative concerns over the new disinformation governing board. Well, of course. No, wait till we get power. And see, I don't think this is a bad thing. I would flip the tables on them. I would do the same thing to them that they were doing to us. And then they'll see, well, they won't see, that would assume that they had brain cells that actually worked. Scrub that. Heck, I wanted to mention a frustrating conversation he had earlier with Senator Mike Braun, a Republican out of Indiana, in which the lawmaker expressed disagreement with the bill combating these shootings as domestic terrorism. Yeah, but see, the only way you can do that, funny how this is domestic terrorism, but they wouldn't call, remember, during Obama's reign? And I do mean reign. Remember when Obama was president, anytime it involved a Muslim or an Islamist, they wouldn't call it terrorism, domestic terrorism. Right? They wouldn't allow them to. But now, all of a sudden, because it's white folks, it's game on. No, it's a hate crime. It's racism, and it's a hate crime, yes. It is not white supremacy. White supremacy is what the KKK was. You remember that club that the Democrats started, that one. The attaching of labels or to make it right-wing domestic terrorism, because that's what we're talking about, he said. You know, all of a sudden they want to change the conversation that Republicans were willing to have about this, and we're right back at square zero again. No, because they never wanted to have it before. And they only want to have it now to pin it to the Republicans. Show me your host. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. You know what my favorite saying, right? Simply be part of. If you're part of the solution, you know, really good. So, hey, remember all that, some of you already know this, you're pretty smart people. But, you know, remember all the noise around BLM, got to give them money, got to help them out, got to make sure that they have the resources they need to fight back, push back, whatever. You hear what recently happened again? This is what happens when you give a bunch of people money, no matter what the group is, because they have a cause they want to fight, right? And you know it's kind of phony to begin with. Like I said, when it very first started, I didn't have a big problem with people wanting to look at some of the things that were happening. That's fine. But when everybody went nuts over it, you knew that things had to go sideways. BLM founder Patrice Cullors, She paid her baby father $970,000 for creative services. Is that what making a baby is called? Creative services? Her brother, she paid $840,000 for security. A fellow director in BLM, $2.1 million. And then she reimbursed the organization $73,000 for a charter flight she took. Where the heck did she take a charter flight for $73,000? But, I mean, hey, at least it went to a black person, right? All the work that she did, she deserved all that money. And the $6 million in homes. Just amazing. I mean, seriously, just amazing. This is why we don't trust them. We don't believe. You know, when they say these things come into being, we just got to go, yeah, okay, whatever. Not that we don't care about the black community, but why? Look at what happened. Look at how much was stolen from these people. Yeah, stolen, you heard me. New white accountability groups, or student accountability groups, are part of a nationwide trend again. Right, they're holding these Zoom meetings, and the university, I guess it's University of South Carolina, is one of the first to have it. Turning Point USA obtained an email sent by the University of South Carolina's College of Social Work that announced the creation of a white student accountability group. Now, the group held its first meeting on April 26th. It was Zoom. Well, that's, you know, because they didn't want to see each other cry or something. I don't know, because you can duck the camera at least. According to the event description, white social work students were asked to recognize both their contribution to and responsibility to dismantle racism. I would love to have one of those people. I'd love to sit with one of those people and have them explain to me my contribution. No, really, to racism. According to the event description, white social work students. Wow. So, I guess, again, we're the only ones that can be racist. We're the only ones that can think that they're supremacists. Students were also encouraged to use their voice power privilege, to enact change. Support students in developing skills to host similar groups. Expand the community. We need more racial equality, or equity, I'm sorry, and justice. It's just amazing. They just don't stop. And no, it's not because it's needed. They just don't stop. It's a line of bunk. You want to get into systemic racism? You want to get into who actually pushes systemic racism? Who has fanned the flames of systemic racism? Yes. Look at those on the left. Turning Point USA said that they believe that all people are created equal, endowed by their creator, with certain unalienable rights. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said of the College of Social Work here on campus, is a letter they wrote. This is what you need to do. But you need to do better than that. You need to call them out. Not just send a letter. Do the letter, that's fine. Then end up on their campus. Right? No, really, end up on their campus. Do your own little protest. Make them throw you off of campus. Don't be violent with them. Just make them throw you off. That's the best way to do it. Here's what they made some head spin. Jordan Peterson is named chancellor of Ralston College. Right? They put him at the head of a college. Now, before accepting his role as chancellor, Peterson worked at the University of Toronto as a tenured psychology professor. Now, he retired from that role in January, due to the appalling ideology of diversity, inclusion, and equity. It was wrong. He knew it was wrong. His credentials told him it was wrong. Why won't the other ones speak up? They don't even speak up for it. They won't speak up against it. Right? Clinical psychologist and best-selling author Jordan Peterson has been appointed the chancellor of Ralston College. Ralston College is honored to announce his appointment. They put out a press release. The college announced on May 5th that Dr. Peterson had been eloquent advocate for the fearless champion of the ideals that have for centuries been central to the enterprise of the university education. Yeah. It is there to have conversation. The university is there to kind of open up your mind. So you could have conversation from all sides of the issue. Not just one or two. The statement continued on to say that at Ralston College, he joined a community dedicated to the revival and reinvention of the university and to recover these ideals. I like it. No, I mean, it should be. Should be beating your brains up to bring these things back, to fight for these things again. Now, Ralston prides itself on the absolute commitment to freedom, and to freedom of thought, and to freedom of speech. And we make a conscious effort, and we take action, to be a passionate advocate for what free speech and thought can achieve. He's right. You know, the other things, you start talking this stuff through, you speak with other people about it, eventually you can come up with a solution if you're not looking to prove the other person wrong all the time. Which is what we tend to do. There's no reason for that either. Now, he says that the chancellorship blah, 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 will help him advance the university's most fundamental aim. It's real simple. To kindle and enlarge the human spirit. Not that hard to figure out, people. There's no reason why we can't have free speech on these campuses. No reason why both sides, three sides, nine sides of the issue. I'm talking liberal, green, I mean, even a socialist should be able to speak. All of them. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden traveled to Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to meet with the victims' families of last weekend's mass shooting. Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky told Newsmax President Biden and Democrats are politicizing the tragedy.
Our sympathy and our hearts, our minds, our prayers, all of that should be going towards those who lost their lives in this, the heroes who tried to stop it.
A Michigan judge granted a preliminary injunction in a suit brought by Planned Parenthood against Michigan's 1931 law criminalizing legalizing abortion. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration is attempting to shore up the legal right to an abortion in the state's constitution if Roe v. Wade is overturned. However, an attorney told USA Radio the state is trying to create new law through a phantom case. The attorney also called the gesture from the judge, quote, meaningless. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Yeah, like Democrats. He said it, I didn't. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. You can go through a few of the college crazies. College campus crazies, I guess. If you head over to campusreform.org, got a lot of crazy stories from reporters on campuses all across the country. And there's a lot happening. There's a lot going on that you need to be aware of, especially if you send your kids there. I hope to God some of you, if you find out what's going on these campuses, you don't dare. I mean, really? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Did you guys hear about the Project Veritas senior engineer? He lashed out at Elon Musk. He admitted that Twitter does not believe in free speech. Ooh. You would think these guys, after being caught so often... Come on, let's be honest about it. You would think at some point in time they shut up. Right? Don't you think that'd be the right thing to do? They just keep their mouth shut. But they can't even figure that one out. I'd like to play a few minutes. Maybe I'll do it next time. Or this time. Doesn't matter. But no, in all seriousness, you'd think they would figure this out eventually. I don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Let me just move on. My internet's like going nowhere fast. The Pelosi, what do we call her? The Pelosinator, that's what we call her. Right? Did she have a brain freeze yesterday? For about 7 seconds, she was hit with a question, and she called Trump a creature. But, I mean, you could tell she's searching to look, and she has no clue. Probably didn't even know what the question was. Had to really dig deep to get it. And maybe they're both drinking from the same well, her and Joey B. Now, during the Sunday interview with Dana Bash on CNN State of the Union, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked whether the Democrat leaders should have done more to prevent a conservative majority on the Supreme Court. For decades, Bash said, the conservatives have been vocal about their desire to overturn Roe v. Wade. And many on the left felt Pelosi and her party should have seen this coming. Right, but what does Congress have to do with the Supreme Court? The 82-year-old speaker responded to the criticism by stammering and making random sounds. You know how she does it. She's very good at this. She's very good at confusing us and everybody else. I mean, it's only a couple, it ain't that long. Take a listen. If you can. Come on. What the heck is wrong with the internet around here? I'm telling you, it's like living in North Venezuela. It really is. That's how old this kid. This is getting. All right, so I'll tell you about what she said, right? She said, in all honesty, this is not really fair criticism for Democrats. Suggesting that they've done something to prevent conservative justices from joining the court. She says, it's ironic on how hard we tried to sink Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. Sink Brett Kavanaugh. What an interesting choice of words. Truth is that Democrats did everything they could to prevent Roe v. Wade from being overturned. But the leaked draft opinion suggested they had failed in 73. No. They could have passed the law. And then it would have been harder to fight. They had since 1973 to actually pass a federal law. And it would have cut a lot of this fight. I mean, it would have been hard to do. The 1973 decision was horribly written and deeply flawed. And you know what? Seriously, people? It's about time it got overturned. It needs to be cleaned up. Look, if you were on the left, I'd be looking at that and looking at all the holes in it. And say, look at all these holes we have. Look at all these gray areas. Look at where we're going to have trouble down the road. Where they're going to be able to come at us. They've owned the legislature there for 50 years off and on, for the majority of the 50 years. What's the problem? Right? Now, Pelosi could admit that any of these facts, because if she did that, she'd be admitting that she failed. Right? But again, she jumps, as they all do. You know, I know this is over here, but look over here. Right? She started bashing Trump right away. And then she suffers a little confusion on live television. She was discussing the Supreme Court with the ABC News host, George Stephanopoulos. And she shut down. You could see it in her face. She shut down trying to answer. She was lost. She lost the question. She lost the information. She was just done. Right? That interview happened right after the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was talking about stopping the possibility of stopping Trump's nomination to replace her. She said, we have our options. We have arrows in our quiver. I'm not about to discuss right now, but in fact, they're big arrows. And this would all be a big challenge to our country. No, they're the big challenge to the country. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of these United States. She doesn't even know what it says. She might have been there when it was written, but she doesn't know what it says. We have a responsibility to meet the needs of the American people. No, actually you don't. You have a responsibility to get out of the way of the American people. So they can meet their own needs, so they can work, so they can get things done on their own terms. Nowhere in the Constitution does it give you a right to take care of people from cradle to grave, to give away the tax money. I mean, think about all this. They funded this country in the early days with tariffs. If our founding fathers thought the taxes to people were going to be okay, straight out income type of taxes, they would have put them on there. Stephanopoulos asked Pelosi to clarify that she was not taking any arrows out of the quiver, and it was at that point that Pelosi seemed to lose it. She said, we have a responsibility to take an oath to protect and defend. She said it again. She repeated herself. She actually said good morning a second time. Right? Just amazing. I'm not even going to try to play this one, guys. Democrats insist on having leaders who routinely show up with dementia or grow into dementia. Right? They got to go. I mean, there's got to be some kind of test, and then they got to go. And don't put together some, I don't know, three-member group that's going to interview these Congress people and decide who stays and who goes. There's got to be a better way than that. One time cures all. Seriously. Enough on Pelosi. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really appreciate your time with me. Again, on the air or in the chat room. I like this. I didn't go through the whole thing before, but Politico reported that Biden is finally going to go stop trying to work with the GOP. Stop trying to reach across the aisle. So he's shutting down. He's given up. Right? Most presidents before him were able to make something happen. We're able to work together. We're able to come together on some things anyway. On Sunday, Politico's John Lemire, I think, began his piece declaring that the fever didn't break, and for the Biden White House, efforts of bipartisanship had finally taken a back seat. Biden's been trying hard for about, bull puckies. Everything he says is gospel truth to them. You ever notice that? And yet we found lie after lie after lie on what's going on with this administration, whether it's in Afghanistan, with China, with Ukraine, with any of those things. But nobody seems to care about them. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. As I said, head up to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You're going to save all kinds of money. I guarantee it. More money than you expected to. And if you're on the website, take the time to sign up for the news blast. It's really simple. You just put your email address in that little square in the top right-hand corner where it says, sign up for the email blast. Again, I appreciate your time with me. Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Don't go far. We're going to finish up with some of these crazy stories right after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver.
Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We're back at it again. Joe Masini, your host. Always a pleasure. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I refer to this segment or this hour from time to time as the college campus crazy. When you see what's going on college campuses, the stuff that's being sold to them, if you would, mentally and so forth, I don't know what else to call it. It's called campus crazy. There's no other word for it. And the stuff that your kids, talking to producers, to their teachers, professors, that they're supposed to trust and love, and supposedly won't be filling them with a whole bunch of garbage, which is garbage in and of itself, if you believe that. Seriously. You got to be on them. You got to be up on it. You got to be paying attention to it. You just have to be. Would you really want to throw your kids to that? In a moment, I mean, I really think it's funny though. The White House or Joe really thought that he was working with the GOP. Really had an idea or thought that, hey, I'm going to stop working with them. You didn't start. You've been calling them names from day one. You know, Tom Del Beccaro said that ain't so true. The only thing Joe's been extremely successful in is driving the nation closer together to go after him. Seriously. Now, a recent Politico piece, right, reported that Joe Biden, Joey B., is finally rethinking efforts to reach across the aisle and work with Republicans. Now, on Sunday, as I said earlier, the John Lemire began his piece declaring the fever never broke for the Biden White House efforts at bipartisanship finally take a back seat. Now, Biden's been trying hard for bipartisanship. That's when I went off on it. The Democrats have been annoyed, frustrated. See, they don't want Joe working with Republicans. This is what we've come to. You can't get any good ideas. You can't take bits and pieces of one bill from one from the other. Whichever party's in charge now, the other one gets thrown to the side. Well, the American people voted for all of them. If you throw aside the representatives from one state or another, or one area or another, senators from one state or another, those are Americans in those states. Those are Americans voting for those people. I don't believe for a minute that Joe's been working hard. Joe doesn't know who he's working for. Right? Now, Biden's efforts for government unity, according to the article, have produced some notable legislative successes. But it's colored by a whole bunch of failures. They don't like that. They don't like how it looks. Joe doesn't believe that most Republicans will eventually drop their, you know, their I don't know, faith in Donald Trump, which is the way he put it, and show a willingness to engage. He himself admitted he was wrong, claiming that Republicans have revealed themselves to be too MAGA. Wow. We're too much caring about making America great again? Really? Wow. So because we want America to be great again, we want America to be the powerhouse, all of a sudden, that's a bad thing. Now you call the groups ultra-mega, which people are wearing like a badge. To many Democrats, the admission was long overdue, even though some of the Biden orbit had been urging a far more aggressive response. To what? I mean, the lawsuits are going to start flying here. If he thinks he's going to do everything by executive fiat, it's not going to happen. Well, I hope it's not going to happen. I hope these guys grow a spine. Many on his communication staff, including Psaki, was pushing for a more aggressive stance. The writer also noted that Biden's wife urged him to get away from the bipartisanship. That's right. Let's not even try to work together with other Americans. You have to remember, they were voted in by people who want a change or want those principles. What right do you have to shut them out? Right? According to the writer, Biden has also recently claimed that he no longer recognizes the GOP. And he views them as an existential threat. Which is really funny because most people, oh well, I should say that, a lot of people in the Democrat Party can't find their party anymore. Right? Don't know what happened in their party. They'll tell you that. That's why this walk away movement is fired up again. To write a link to his piece on Twitter, the words, the fever didn't break, and for the White House efforts of bipartisanship had finally taken a back seat. Now, critics on Twitter jumped all over him quickly. So specifically, what did Biden do to reach out to the other side? What did he do? I mean, they have been locked out of committees, all kinds of stuff. Now, bipartisan, according to the media, means to offer those you disagree with the opportunity to support your legislation. If they don't, they're partisan. No, if they don't, they don't agree with what it is you try to put out there. You see how they do that? If you don't agree with Barack Obama, you're a racist. No, I don't agree with his policies. Right? I mean, seriously, I don't agree with his policies. But that's not good enough for them. They can't handle that. They need more. You know, and I love that thing with the LA Times. And really, seriously, come on, can we talk here? Can we be honest? The only thing that rag is good for, yeah, you heard me, rag. The only thing it's good for is to line your birdcage with or your cat box. Either one of those will work. Right? Remember, that's true, in the chat room. Remember, he was going to be a uniter. Remember that? He's going to bring us together. He gave that up pretty fast. He's become the ultimate divider. And he's definitely helped the European dislike us even more. Isn't that good of him? Them, him, themins. God bless. This just can't get any better, can it? No, seriously, it really can't even get any better. Oh, this one. This is good. Elon Musk warns teleprompter reliant Biden is risking a Ron Burgundy Anchorman moment. You gotta give Musk credit. He does have a sense of humor. Biden was mocked Tuesday by the world's richest man for his increasing reliance on teleprompters. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said that the riff shows Democrats are losing support. Look at Jeff Bezos having a problem with them now. You're going to see some of these guys with a boatload of money. They're starting to see that, hey, the Dems weren't just saying this to get elected. They're coming for your money. There's no way around it. For your money. Yeah, you heard me say it's your money. Republicans believe it's your money. During a podcast appearance, Musk compared Biden to actor Will Ferrell's character on Anchorman, which revolves around a never-do-well newsman whose career implodes when he reads a sign off to his San Diego audience with an expletive rather than a goodbye. No, the joke doesn't even get that far. The real president is whoever controls the teleprompter. The path to power is the path of the teleprompter, Musk said. I do feel like if somebody were to accidentally lean on the teleprompter, you know what? Make it go faster. Watch him start blinking like crazy. See if he can keep up with it in any way. On Jesse Waters' primetime, McCarthy remarked that Biden's gone beyond stay classy San Diego. And he's right. No, sir. I mean, Joe is so out of touch in his conversation and dealing with people the whole nine yards. It's going to be this is going to be a problem for a long time coming. Now, see, the reason a lot of the left don't think that this is an issue, this is what they want. They want socialism. They want government paying for everything. But I wonder in their lifetime if it really went to full, and I don't want this to happen in the country, but if it really went to full-blown socialism, and the government decided you don't need two houses. You know, I love it. Some of the Democrats I know that work for government agencies, I don't know how this works. You have to explain this to me. But some of these Dems that have worked for government agencies now, they have like two or three houses. Most of them I know have two houses. Summer house and a winter workhouse. What is that all about? I mean that sincerely. So we'll see to your host. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me tonight. Always appreciate your time with me. Tomorrow we're going to bring in some Senate candidates from California. You got to hear this. David Horowitz also joins me. Be back tomorrow. Don't go far. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.